On the subject of death and restraining one's desires, let us start by reading some verses from the Quran. Allah the Exalted says, "Every soul shall taste death. You shall be paid your wages in full on the day of resurrection. Whoever is removed from hell and is admitted to paradise shall prosper, for the worldly life is nothing but the enjoyment of delusion." Chapter 3, verse 185. No soul knows what it will earn tomorrow, and no soul knows in what land it will die. Surely Allah is the knower, the aware. Chapter 31, verse 34. When their term comes, they shall neither delay it by a single hour, nor can they hasten it. Chapter 16, verse 61. Believers, do not let either your possessions or your children divert you from the remembrance of Allah. Those who do that shall be the losers. So spend of that which we have provided you before death comes upon any of you. And then he says, "O my Lord, if only you would defer me to a near term, so that I could give in charity and be among the good doers." Chapter 63, verse 9 to 11. Until when death comes to one of them, he says, "My Lord, let me go back that I should do righteousness in that I forsook." No, it is only a word which he will speak. Behind them there shall stand a barrier till the day that they shall be resurrected, and when the horn is blown, on that day the ties of kindred shall be no more, nor will they ask each other. Those whose scales are heavy shall prosper, but those whose scales are light shall forfeit their souls and live in Gehenna (hell) forever. The fire lashes their faces, and therein are shriveled lips. Were my verses not recited to you, and did you not belie them? Lord, they will reply, adversity prevailed over us, and we were erring. Our Lord, bring us out of it. If we return to sin, then we shall indeed be harmdoers. He will say, slink therein, and do not speak to me. Among my worshippers there were a party who said, Lord, we believed, forgive us and have mercy upon us. You are the best of the merciful. But you took them for laughing stock, mocking at them, until they caused you to forget my remembrance. Today I shall recompense them for their patience, for it is they who have won. And he will ask, how many years did you live on the earth? They will reply, a day, or part of a day. Ask those who keep count. He will say, you have tarried a little, did you know? Did you think that we created you only for play, and that you would never be returned to us? Chapter 23, verses 99 to 115. Is it not time that the hearts of the believers are humble to the remembrance of Allah and the truth which he has sent down? They should not be like those who were given the book before this, whose time became very long, so their hearts became hardened. Many of them were impious. Chapter 57, verse 16.